Hello, and welcome to the decision of a quick pint. I want to talk about this Russell Brand guy. The reason why I do is because what is the point of evolutionary psychology? What is the point of knowing things about human beings and how they operate and being able to categorize them if you can't use that in everyday life to make reasonably correct predictions about the world? And therefore, to better get through life and to better avoid bad things happening to you. And it seems to me perfectly obvious that somebody like Russell Brand has most of the traits of a high-functioning psychopath and quite a lot of the traits of a narcissist. And it is psychopathology which would predict what he's being alleged to have done, which is to have sexually assaulted and taken advantage of and so forth various women. And so, if all you have to do is know about these topics, know about these checklists, and apply them to life, and you can avoid such people. But of course, we don't avoid such people. It's like we don't live life with the data sets and the analyses of the data in mind. What are the markers of being a high functioning psychopath? Charm, grandiosity, a constant need for stimulation, lying, conning, and exaggerating, no sense of guilt, no sense of empathy, impulsivity, delinquency, and poor behavior as a child. Among others, what are the signs of being a narcissist? Well, of course, grandiosity, a sense that you're special, a sense that you're important, a sense that you're better than other people, incredibly high self-esteem, a sense that you're important and you should be around other important people. This is the high functioning narcissist, and therefore basically glib charm and a lack of empathy and the ability to do anything to anybody. Now, what do we know? And by the way, the heritability of these kinds of traits, i.e., the degrees to which they are passed on in families, is about 0.7, so quite high, quite high. So, what do we know about Russell Brand? His father walked out when he was 6 months old. That implies a lack of empathy. That implies a thoroughly selfish man, psychopathic traits. He used to take his son, when his son was a teenager, to visit prostitutes in Thailand. The use of prostitutes, objectification of women, lack of empathy, low empathy, psychopathic traits, taking your son to see prostitutes, low empathy, psychopathic traits. His son was a habitual user of hard drugs, such as LSD, when he was a teenager. So we've got need for stimulation and impulsivity. This, of course, is a psychopathic trait. His son goes into acting and so forth, and you've all seen him in this. At the Italia Conti Academy, one of the big predictors of being an actor, of being a successful actor, is of course that you are a narcissist. Because in order to be an actor, you're constantly auditioning for things, you're constantly getting knockbacks, you've got to have a sense that you're brilliant, you've got to be confident that you'll get the part and that the play that you're in or film that you're in won't flop. You've got to have an incredibly high sense of self-esteem and you've got to like performing and being in front of other people and being admired. And that's a big element of narcissism, that you like being admired and looked up to. That's why you going to acting in the first place. You love that. So, of course, the fact that he's an actor at all implies, basically, and a successful one at that, implies a high degree of narcissism, which is an element, grandiosity, of psychopathic personality. Promiscuity. He said this, that he went through this phase of being incredibly promiscuous, being promiscuous. But what do narcissists and psychopaths do? They have no empathy. They're sexually impulsive. They lie and con. They require stimulation and all this kind of thing. They don't commit. They don't commit. People that like committing to others, those people are high in empathy. Those people are capable of love. It's people that are low in that, high in psychopathic traits, that are highly promiscuous. Highly promiscuous. We have them involved in all kinds of left-wing social causes. There was a very interesting studies that have shown again and again and again that in a left-wing society where you are rewarded for being left-wing is associated with being narcissistic. Why? Because you crave adoration. You want to be rewarded. You want people to think you're great. And if you signal that you're left-wing, that's what will happen. And so if you're narcissistic, you will be inclined to be left-wing and show off and competitively signal that you are involved in left-wing causes. He's involved in left-wing causes. This is associated, of course, with narcissistic personality traits. And I think most obviously of all, in terms of psychopathic traits, what he did in 2008, him and Jonathan Ross, ringing up Andrew Sachs, this elderly man, and talking about having had sex with his daughter on TV, to humiliate him, to humiliate her, to just be absolutely nasty. Again, we're talking about low empathy, we're talking about impulsivity, we're talking about no sense of guilt, we're talking about a need for stimulation, and all this sort of thing. And so it's an obvious, of course he has charm, and look at the way, incredible glib charm, and look at the way he behaves walking around with his shirt undone, his chest hair showing and whatever, and showing off. This is an obvious person that is high in narcissism and psychopathic traits, and it is those traits that would predict mistreating women. And if people understand that, if people take the irrelevant data and are aware of it and apply it to real life, more so than they do, then they will learn to shun people like this.
Would you like to move beyond Uber and Sprint delivering content from his cellar? What about Uber and Sprint delivering content into a drone? Tally-ho! How? By supporting the Jolly Heretic Experience and specifically our upcoming documentary on intelligence and the future of civilization. We will take a trip to the world of the future. Action, adventure, and of course, based science. We will present all of the evidence that intelligence is behind the rise and fall of civilization. Along the way, we will trigger academics, befriend ghetto dwellers, and travel to strange and dangerous places. In fact, we might not come back alive!
You may ask where all the money goes. There's a lot. There's travel expenses, there's transport, there's my crew. I can't do it all by myself. I mean, after all, I've been locked in a basement for the last 4 years.
So prove your dissident status with money. Stop virtue signalling, put your money where your mouth is, and become a paid subscriber. It was never this cheap to save the world, or at least watch it burn in 4K. And if you have really deep pockets, then why not become a founding member of our Substack? For $500 a year, you'll get your name in all of the credits of all our documentaries, and you'll even get a phone call with the landlord himself.